Let me take you to a story that actually, I mean, we've been having an ongoing conversation this week, particularly because we brought you that case of Thando Mabuza, the young student who really, you know, went through a very difficult time, was locked out of her res room and so on because she could not pay the fees. And she had a partial NSFAS bursary. So that kind of thing about the plight of students who find themselves in difficulty has been foremost on our minds this week. And I have to tell you, I was almost falling asleep when I came across the story last night on a news website, and it woke me up completely because I could not believe how astonishing these figures were. And it was a News 24 article that went like this. It said, incorrect payments to students at South African universities and colleges by the National Financial Aid Scheme increased over 300% between 2017 and 18 and 2018 and 19. So essentially in the last 2 years, but it's resulted in over R1 billion in irregular expenditure and a qualified audit for NSFAS. So let's find out exactly what went wrong here. Joining us on the line is NSFAS Administrator, Dr. Randall Carolison. Dr. Carolison, good afternoon. Thank you for your time. How on earth did this happen?
Okay, well, let's start at the start again. So the total amount of irregular expenditure is R7 billion. The R1 billion that's referred to is what we believe is recoverable. Irregular expenditure is defined as money that didn't go to the intended recipients according to the PFMA Act, and therefore it is irregular. It does not mean that the money is lost.
Okay, so it's not wasteful expenditure, strictly speaking.
No. Yeah. I need to say this. The R1 billion, there's a lot of wasteful expenditure in the R7 billion.
Okay.
But that's exactly the reason why NSFAS was placed under administration. And the realization came about that students were not being funded, and wide-scale reports of irregularities and corruption were surfacing.
All right.
So what happened was this was placed under administration,
mm-hmm.
and this all was very clearly spelled out in our annual report, which mm-hmm. we submitted to Parliament.
Yes.
Was absolute lack of system, collapse of governance, loss of financial control, and all of those bad things. We have fixed most of that, and to a large extent, we have stabilized the system so that the irregular expenditure for 2019 is minimal in comparison with the R7 billion that you are seeing or that is being reported in the annual report.
So let me ask you a few things, because you took over as NSFAS administrator in August 2018. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So I understand that there are certain reasons for this wasteful or irregular expenditure, and I want to go through some of the important points here. I see that some students have been funded for courses that NSFAS funding doesn't or shouldn't actually cover. How much progress have you made in sorting that out?
So let me just take you back. So the irregular expenditure pertains to a number. That's just one subcategory of it.
Right.
A number of wrong disbursements to students. One of the interesting findings was that some students were contracted for amounts erroneously, as low as R5,000. And then in 2018, NSFAS officials decided to actually do pay out the correct amount. And when they did that in contravention of what the contracted amount was, although the contracted amount was a ridiculous amount. And that would constitute irregular expenditure. So there's some examples of that.
So there's some administrative issues there as well.
There we go.
Yeah.
All monies were paid from the wrong accounts without the prior permission from National Treasury. But the one that's concerning us the most is the R1 billion that is overpayments to students.
Yes. How did that come about?
Just poor financial controls. These students were paid double. Some students were not debted properly and all of that. So it was a complete collapse of systems and governance that took place during that period. That's what we spend the most part of the first term of the administration, is to actually clean up all those irregular records and make sure that we can do a reconciliation down to student account, to student level and institutional level.
Right. So what I wanted to ask you now, I mean, when payments are made in excess of the amount that has been promised to a student, how exactly did that come about? Was it because there was some kind of corruption involved? Was there negligence involved? Was it an administrative error? How do those massive overpayments come into being?
It's a combination of what you just described. And then also we have systems that are not fit for purpose, and systems that should be seamlessly working together. And so because there's a lot of manual interventions to get two disparate systems to talk to each other, some of plainly due to error. But there's also a lack of oversight, a negligence, and then indeed the wasteful and corrupt activities. So we've categorized in the report, you will see, we talk about wasteful expenditure, irregular expenditure of 7 billion rand. We then talk about wasteful expenditure where money was paid out not for intended purposes, like staff got overpaid or got bursaries where they didn't deserve it, and that we are busy recovering. And then there's outright fraud. Now, the outright fraud is part of our forensic investigations, and we have already locked up some people, and we've handed over quite a number of dossiers over to the the commercial crime unit, and they are busy investigating that. So those are the three activities where we work on to clean up the system. We've introduced additional vetting for criminal records as well as academic records for all staff, and we have already dismissed people in that regard. So all this cleaning up, it's the first time ever that the degree of dysfunctionality is surfaced in the manner that we are now putting it forward in this report. And that is why, one of the reasons why we submitted late, because of the amount of analysis that we had to do. And it's quite a brutal report. I mean, I personally have a shock to see the amount of dysfunctionality that was portrayed by these numbers as we started to uncover it.
Yes. I would ask you about this. I mean, it sounds like you've got rid of a number of people who may have been dishonest or negligent. How do you go about replacing those people with really competent and honest employees?
So one of the key findings that we make in the annual report is NSFAS is currently very top heavy. We've got way too many managers that are paid very high salaries and way too little technical personnel. So we need, in this business, we need data scientists, we need systems, you know, ICT people. We need financial accountants and stuff like that. And as we reconfigure the system, we're replacing these top managers with the technical personnel. Now, the process of recovery of the billion and has already started prior to us even releasing this report. And we have already recovered 350 million rand from institutions that were overpaid in the prior 2 years. So work has already started to initiate and instigate recovery of overspend. But the challenge is where we pay to students, overpaid to students, and they don't have work or we can't find them. You can imagine how difficult that's going to be to recover in that particular area.
Yeah, sure. It's quite a task ahead. But thank you for speaking to us, Dr. Randall Carolison. He is, of course, the NSFAS head.